Today's podcast is sponsored by the new Samsung Flex Wash and Flex Dry washer and dryer pair available at the Home Depot. These innovative appliances are the first ever to allow you to wash two loads and dry two loads of laundry at the same time in the same machine. Go on, what? When you do your laundry, you don't have to mix different colors anymore or fabrics together. That risks color transfer or fabric damage. Even worse, FlexWash integrates a large capacity lower washer for everyday washes and an additional washer for separate colors or delicates. And the FlexDry, listen to this, they integrate a large tumble dryer for everyday items and a flat dryer for delicates. Both the washer and the dryer have a number of innovative features. I love them to make doing the laundry easier on you and your clothes. And FlexWash offers a steam wash for removing stains and a self-clean to help keep the washer odor free, which I think is important because my washing machine is I'm noticing an odor and I don't know exactly how to fix that. The Flex Wash, that is not an issue here. Flex Dry features multi-steam to steam away odors and wrinkles, while Sensor Dry optimizes drying temperatures to avoid damage to your clothes. Both are Wi-Fi connected, allowing you to set and start the machines and receive an alert when your load is finished. Together, the Flex Wash and Flex Dry offer the ultimate flexibility to provide you the best possible care for your clothes. That's the Samsung Flex Wash and Flex Dry washer and dryer pair available at Home Depot. Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm Rob Cesternino here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for June 6th, 2017 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the single news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back once again to talk about all of this amazing news that's happening every day. More and more news every day. The news cycle gets shorter. That's why you need us, the News AF team, to come in and make sense of a crazy world. So here we are back once again. And here to talk about it is the great newsman himself, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm very great. Yes. I'm a great, great newsman.
Great newsman. And then also the greatest drone operator in news today. Also, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Doing pretty good, but I have a gripe.
Uh-oh, with me?
Us?
No, not with you guys. With my neighbor.
Ooh.
Yeah, neighbor gripes are pretty common.
I'm pretty excited to hear about this.
My neighbor mows her lawn at 10:30 at night. Is that normal?
No, that's a noise ordinance issue. I think you could call the police on it.
Yeah, you can. Here's the problem. So she starts at 10. The noise ordinance is at like 10:30, right? You can't operate heavy machinery after it. She ends at like 10:40. So every time I'm sitting there looking out my window at her, just trying to judge whether or not I should call, but I don't want the police to show up when she's being finished. Plus, I don't want the whole drama between neighbors, but come on. She's mowing her lawn at 10:30. Not only is that annoying, but it's very bizarre behavior.
My wife does not worry about drama between the neighbors. She'll tell off any neighbor at any point.
I just feel like if you're in the dark mowing the lawn, that's pretty weird. Right? I mean, it's the equivalent of, it's dangerous. You don't know what's on your yard. And then on top of that, it's kind of like that Simpsons where Bart is flying a kite at night and they're looking at him like he's
and
weird.
It's creepy.
Kind of
this,
it's kind of like, what are you doing? Like, you didn't have any other time during the day or week.
Are they busy?
To mow your lawn. I don't know. She's a widower. Mm. Her kids don't live with her. She must have tons of time.
Not like
she's
an entrepreneur
knitting tons
or anything.
Of sweaters. Yeah, so it's just, gosh, I know it's going to happen tonight because it usually happens around Tuesday, Wednesday time. It's just, I'm dreading it.
Okay, let's talk solutions, Tyson. What could Danny be doing to thwart his neighbor mowing the lawn at nighttime?
Dude, I don't know because I have a pretty similar thing. I have guys doing construction on both sides of me.
Hmm.
Well, listen to this. Since I've lived in the, I live in a townhome. And when we first moved in, downstairs there's an office below us because we live on the second floor. Below us there's an office. They were renovating the entire office. It took them like a year of just like pounding hammers on our shared walls. I don't know why that was the renovation. Then the one side of us, they moved in and renovated the entire thing. So they were over there, and they, all of them did construction before and after hours. So it was like a second job thing. So they'd start at like 6 a.m. just hammering our walls, and then stop at like 8, and then resume at like 6 to 10. And now we have another house that's doing that. So like in the 3 or 4 years that I've lived here, probably 3/4 of that has been construction. And yeah, it's a lot.
Don't you feel like if you're someone who's doing loud, I feel like the minute it starts to get dark, I'm self-conscious about making a ton of noise outside, right? People are putting babies to bed.
Yeah.
I just, what in their life has dulled their sense of social acceptability to where they can do these things and not be ashamed? That's what I want to know. That's really what I need to solve.
Here's the solution, because this is what I'm planning to do. When the neighbors move in after they have it renovated, I'm going to get one of those birds that's on a ticker thing that the beak just like taps the wall.
A woodpecker.
And I'm just going to have, no, you know those like contraptions that like the pendulum swings?
Okay.
I'm going to have that where it just keeps swinging and tapping their wall, but I'm going to get like 100 of them and set them up before I go to sleep every night on their wall so that that's just constant noise hitting their wall.
So they move?
And then, so they understand. And when they come over, they're like, oh, hey, you have like, you're knocking on our wall like from 10 p.m. all the way till like 8 a.m. I was like, oh, yeah. And they're like, well, can you stop? I was like, well, I just kind of wanted you guys. I thought that's what we were doing to each other, because for the last year, you've been doing that to us. So I just didn't know what we were doing.
Just have real or simulated loud sex just banging against the wall, because then it adds a nice little awkward element.
Yeah, that's a win-win,
to the
Tyson.
Whole thing.
That's true. Yeah. Because what I've been doing also is when the construction guy's over there at like 10:30, like the saw's all in next to Bergen's head, like he's going to break the wall down and kidnap her through her bedroom wall. I pound on the wall as hard as I can. And usually that'll stop them. But sometimes I think it makes them like want to go harder at it.
Yeah.
So
it's like an Ocean's 11's where instead of just trying to steal money, they're trying to steal your baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I like all of these ideas.
So,
I think I need that spark back in my love life, because I think that, you know, an FU to the neighbors, I think, was probably the biggest turn on for my wife. I feel like that our passion is lacking now that we don't have any sort of like a neighbor that's close enough to potentially be woken up.
Yeah, you need people parking in front of your driveway again.
Yeah, I think that's the greatest turn on, is potentially just pissing somebody off. That I'm gonna see if I could maybe like tell my wife that I got like an email from the neighbors.
Yeah,
they want us.
Do you
to
even
keep
know
it down.
Your neighbors?
Yes, yes.
Do you guys know your neighbors?
Yes. Well, the people that live next door. My wife was livid on Saturday that she found out they were having a party and people started showing up at 6:30. She's like, "Really? This is when they're starting to have a party?"
Yeah.
Is it people have parties?
It really is. Like, we're building a house in an HOA, and part of me is just like relishing the moment that I get to battle the HOA. Where they're going to come over and be like, hey, your car's parked on the street past 10, and we ask that they all go in garages. And I'll be like, okay, I see what we're going to do. I'm going to go around the neighborhood, and when I catch you with your car on the street, hell is breaking loose, bro.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to just break all of the rules and be like, you can't stop
me.
Yeah,
step one, leave a couch right there on your front porch or yard. That's step one, to anger everybody.
So I don't know. I think, Danny, with the lawn mowing, bringing it back to you because I made this about me, which is like classic.
Classic wrong. Tyson.
Classic reality star
move.
Okay,
well, give me a solution other than actually having to interact with the person.
Yeah, you don't have
to. That's off the list.
You don't have to interact with them.
Yeah.
But here's a couple things you can do. You can put obstacles on her lawn so that she bumps into them.
It's
like, oh, crap, I got to do this. Yeah, I got to do this in the day. Like, even like collect dog poop throughout the day, toss it on there, because that is the worst to mow over. Or rocks are actually the worst, but you don't want to kill somebody.
Rocks are terrifying. Plus the whole blade thing. Remember my terror of the blade?
Yeah. Ding, ding. Yeah.
Would it be ironic if I set it up and I'm out there watching her mow the lawn, the blade comes off right through my window?
Yeah, into your face.
Yeah.
So I think dog poop, if you could get some type of dog poop or human poop, like collect your own poop. That's the worst.
Little girls, 2 year old, I could just heave wet diapers.
Yeah, but that
lawn.
Can be traced back to you, DNA.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, dog poop is a great idea.
No.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't even be suspected.
I've got a better idea. I think I can beat that. Okay. The widow next door is mowing the lawn late at night. Here's what you do. This is the win-win, Danny. You need to set her up. Once she meets a guy, she's on dates at nighttime. Well, and then eventually the guy is mowing the lawn, and it's on a totally different schedule. She's happy. You're happy. You just need to fix her up. We need to find the right guy.
This is a solution I consider doing, right? Because while I was sitting there seething.
Can I tell you mine first in case you said the same thing so I could predict it?
Right.
That's how good of friends we are. While she's mowing, you could go over right after and say, hey, I can mow your lawn once a week so that you don't have to mow it late at night. Like, she's so hard up that's the only time
exactly
she can mow it.
What I was going to say is that I was going to put a note on her door and say, I don't know what is going on in your life that makes you have to mow your lawn at 10:30. But if that's going to be the case, I will gladly mow it. And so I brought this up with some of the other people that live in my neighborhood, and they said she refuses to accept help because she wants to be 100% independent. Mm.
Oh, that's the most annoying kind of person.
Yeah. Won't accept
because
help.
You know
so
what?
Anyway.
You know what? Because nobody is 100% independent.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Because if you were, you'd make your own scissors. You'd make your own batteries.
You'd drive your own garbage down to the dump by yourself.
Independence is an illusion, is what you're saying.
It's an illusion that people like claim to have, but unless you're making the car and the parts for the car that you made, you're not independent.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
That's
sorry,
what I
guys.
Say.
I mean, I appreciate the brainstorming session.
Here we go. No,
but
then you go over and just mow it. You just go over and mow it.
Yeah, I thought about that too. First of all, I thought about going over and talking to her. But the last thing you want is to see a stranger appear out of nowhere in your backyard in the dark while she's holding a lawnmower, right?
No, you don't go over and talk to her. You just go mow it in the day when she's gone.
Yeah, but then that's trespassing. Like, if she really wants to be a Scrooge about it, she can easily nail me for trespassing.
Yeah, and you go to court and the judge is like, so wait, you got on her lawn and mowed her entire yard? And the judge is like, okay, I award you $500 million from the lady.
That's only if I spilled coffee on myself while mowing my lawn.
Then I got another idea. But all of these ideas, you're going to have to trespass, but most of them might not be linked to you. This one's going to sound a little hate crimey at first, but as we get going, you're going to realize it's not. Get a bunch of gasoline.
Uh-oh.
Go over to her yard and dump gasoline over the entirety of her grass, which will kill all of it.
Hold on. Won't the lawnmower potentially spark the gasoline?
You got to do it right after she mows so that it gives a week for it to die because gasoline kills grass so fast. That's what they use sometimes to mark like soccer fields and stuff because it just leaves a line of dead in the grass.
Here's the problem with that, Tyson, is that she's my neighbor. So if her yard is completely dead,
hurts your resale.
It hurts my resale. It makes the whole neighborhood. My neighborhood, everybody has great yards. Right?
Yeah.
And so it would just be a mark against our neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay. What?
I don't know.
What if you replaced her lawn with AstroTurf?
Oh, I would love to do that to my own lawn. I hate mowing my lawn. So that's something I've looked into. And actually, the problem with AstroTurf is that it heats up
An
insane temperature.
Here's a new one. Does that keep you awake when she – does it keep your kids awake when she's mowing at 10:30?
No, that's the good thing is that it's only my room that faces her backyard, so it keeps me awake due to my rage.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I am too because Rachel's like, the construction next door is not that bad. It's like – it's not that it's not that bad. It's that it's every single day for the last 6 months from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah, I'm spewing.
Here's what you need to do then. You need to go over – offer to mow her lawn if she can't do it because her life is so hard that she can only do it at 10:30. If she refuses and says, I can do it myself, say, okay, well, can you mow my lawn too? Because then you hate to mow your lawn and you're making her even more independent of a woman.
Look, I'll let you guys know how it goes, but I am considering my options.
Keep us posted. Keep us posted on that. All right, let's get into the news because we have so much to talk about here today. And our top story at this hour is there is a new website which is allowing people to address an age-old concern. How do I find a stranger who looks exactly like me? People have been asking this really since the dawn of man, but finally the technology is here. Danny, I'm sure that probably half a dozen times this week you said, how do I find a person who isn't related to me, who's out there in the world who looks exactly like me?
Okay, I have a story that covers this very well.
Oh boy.
I was in Belize, of all places.
Okay.
I was eating dinner, watching the Super Bowl in like a little tiki hut. And this woman, an older woman and her husband were sitting a table or two away. She kept staring at me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of weird, kind of creepy. And then after about 30 minutes, she comes over and she's like, I cannot stop looking at you because you look exactly like my son. She said, it is unbelievable. The comparison. I didn't ask for a picture, right? Which is what I should have done. But part of me is like, the minute you ask for a picture and they show you a picture, you may be insulted mm-hmm. by the comparison. So it's kind of a dangerous thing to say, can you find my doppelganger? Because you might not like what you see
when they do say, this is that the person who insulting. Looks like you.
Yes.
And you're
but
like,
she, the rest of the meal, she was just sitting there staring at me. She came over once again and said that she felt like she was staring exactly at her son. So yeah. I was interested, but at the same time cautious because I really don't want to find out how potentially ugly I might be in real life.
Yeah, that is true.
Do you ever get, Danny, that people say you sound exactly like somebody I know?
You sound like the fattest person I know.
Yeah, that's an insult to that person. You sound like a person I know. You sound like they might look like, or however you might phrase that. Yeah. So that would be an insult to them.
I have an awesome story about this along the same lines. I was out to dinner with a friend. His name is Jeff.
Jeff.
And this older couple was eyeballing him and they came over and they were like, hey, you're Nick from, you're like, we know you. You grew up in our neighborhood by us. And he's like, no, that's not my name. And they were like, they were convinced it was him. And he kept saying no. And they finally asked him what his name was. He was like, my name's Jeff. And they're like, oh, okay. And as they turned and left, I said, I think you got him, Nick, so that they could hear me say that. And the whole rest of the night, I called him Nick really loud because they were like two tables away from us. And every time I did, they looked at each other like they wanted to murder this kid, thinking that he had just lied to them for no apparent reason and been like, no, you're wrong. And at the very, very end of the night, I called him Nick as we were paying. And it was one of those restaurants where you eat and then you get up and you pay at the register. And the guy was standing behind us and I called the dude Nick again. And the guy standing behind us finally like approached him and was like, hey, but right as he approached him to like call him out on lying to him, one of our other friends came up and called him Jeff because he wasn't in on the joke the whole time. And I was like, bro, you almost got to see Jeff get punched in the face because this guy was so certain he was Nick.
That is classic Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah, that is classic me, huh?
You know, the other thing that makes this website seem kind of stupid is, have you ever, there's always these articles
I don't
about
even think we introduced the website. Okay,
not even talked about it?
Yeah, so,
no, because we've just been telling stories.
Yeah, so,
Rob, tell us your story about being confused.
You know,
with
I don't know if I necessarily meet people that are supposedly, that look exactly like me, but I always like hear about like, people that they you see on TV, like, oh, that is this you? Is this you? And you know, I've never encountered a real life doppelganger.
Oh,
well, now you can.
Yeah, now you can. Okay. What's the website called?
TwinStrangers.net exists now. Let me play you a promotional video that's on their website to explain their service, so we can understand what they're up to.
And the video
every twin stranger
like
match is as exciting as the first one. Using our filter and starring system, you can search for your twin stranger. And with your photos live on our system, your doppelganger will have the chance of discovering you. Day or night. night, even from the other side of the world.
I like that, like, our service works during the daytime and the nighttime. It's working all day long. Like, yeah, okay, well, I get it. It's yeah. a computer.
Yeah.
yeah, no, once you put it online, right. it works.
Yeah.
This is the thing. I like that. Because when I watched that, I was like, oh, it's like a Double Mint commercial. Like they dress these people up, these doppelgangers, and do the same makeup and stuff. So they look identical to each other. And it's like the four couples they chose. It really is amazing. Unless they just chose like twins, biological twins. Mm-hmm. And were like, yeah. pretend like you're strangers meeting for the first time.
Okay.
Which they could do.
So the service works. You upload photos. You can upload more photos. And they'll try to find the person who looks the closest like you, who's also a lunatic on this service. Why? Why do we need to find the person that looks like us?
Because until we can get a 3D printing of ourselves and turn it into a living, breathing android... It would be interesting to have in the third dimension a picture, a version of yourself that you could look at. Like people and would be fascinated with that.
This is the other thing. Rob, did you ever know twins in school and they'd switch places sometimes? Oh, you were so jealous of that.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Like I remember in elementary school, there was a set of twins and sometimes they were in different classes.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'd switch it up and punk people. And I was like, bro.
Right.
I wish I had a twin right now. Now yeah. you can do that. Like, imagine if I was a twin.
But this is a terrible idea, Tyson, because if your identical twin finds you, this could only be bad news, okay? So there's only a couple.
No, what if he's a billionaire?
Well, why does he want to switch with you then?
Yeah.
What if
the only person
him?
Who wants to switch yes. is a person who right. has something to gain from
if your
switching.
Doppelganger finds you and talks about switching, it means that their life is worse than yours. That they
it means they think their life is worse
well,
than
the
yours.
Grass is always greener, so you might
what
also
what if it's yeah. mutually benefit?
Then you know
look, there's a saying that rich people say to make poor people feel good. Money can't buy happiness. And maybe this billionaire Tyson lookalike really believes that for whatever reason. And he switches with me and all of a sudden I find myself into $1 billion. I come back for Rachel and Bergen and we live that private jet
no,
life.
That's part of the switch that the doppelganger Tyson has to live with Rachel and Bergen.
Yep.
Gets
you don't
to.
Get to take all the trappings of your Tyson life and go live in the millionaire life.
The billionaire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That only works if you somehow smother him and hide his body. In
right.
The
you have to go be
Vegas.
Married to his wife that he's trying to get away from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a – it's. I'm with Rob. No one would be willing to switch unless they're going to benefit.
Right.
I already know who my doppelgangers
who?
Are. Well, if you're a woman or –
You're going to say Matthew McConaughey in that movie again?
Yep. If you're a woman over 60, it's Matthew McConaughey when he had AIDS.
Okay.
And – if you're younger, it's Owen Wilson, but with a straighter nose. Or there's a pro soccer player, so every time the World Cup comes up, I get that one a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm not going to find out who my doppelganger
don't.
Is because I don't want to know. Right? I don't want the harsh
Let's put
truth
it out there. Let's
down.
Put it out there. Can you guys find no. us Danny's doppelganger
what?
And tell me?
We'll do the experiment with Danny to see if anything bad happens when the doppelganger
No, this is
finds
what
it.
I want.
Okay.
This is what I – obviously, there's one in Canada because that's where these people in Belize, they were from Canada. So there's a
Canadian
out there who looks exactly like me, Canadian Danny.
Canadians, I think, are is generally a very good-looking people.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Tyson.
Yeah, I feel like you're fine.
I mean, from the ones that I've met.
Yeah. Ditto.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait until I can have a robot built that looks exactly like
That's
me.
Fine. That's fine. And then because...
A sex robot or a regular robot?
It doesn't
robot?
Matter. It's a very versatile
yeah,
robot.
Yeah, well, here are the things that could go wrong, okay? First off, that the person who... Your doppelganger, when they find you, there's a very good chance they won't like to have sex with you. There's a very good chance they're trying to fulfill the fantasy of, okay, I've always wanted to have sex with myself. I've finally okay. found you. Okay, would that be
yeah,
weird?
That's unnerving.
Would that be weird?
Yeah.
And if you have any sort of trepidation of like, hey, I'm not, you know, I'm not into that. Like, yeah, but it's like, well, have you ever been your own best friend before? Like, well, what's the difference? And then you start thinking about it, and it's just like gonna like lead you down a slippery slope to where you're
very slippery.
Yes. Second off, organ harvesting is a thing. Okay. Now your doppelganger finds
wait.
You find
he's not going to be a blood match.
You don't know that.
He's not a genetic clone of yourself.
You don't know that.
Okay, but I'm just saying that we can't just assume that he's going to be able to take on my organs and not have
any
complications.
Yeah, but not even organs. What about, like, the exterior parts? Like, what if he needs ears or a nose or something?
My genitals have been mutilated.
All right,
I needed to find a doppelganger.
Yeah. I need to find some new genitals.
Right. Next.
Or what if he's, like, Mr. small genital Tyson lookalike, and he's like, oh, I have a micro penis. And I'm like, mine's like one step above that. And then he like makes me switch with him by
accident. So he's doing incremental improvements as he finds every Tyson.
Yeah, as he finds another doppelganger to size up a half a size each time.
You're going to wake up in that ice cold bathtub, Danny, and then you're going to see the error in judgment you're making.
Guys, I'm the one here who says I don't want
to. Yeah, I don't know why you want to switch so bad, Danny. Because here's the thing.
I said I want a lookalike me who's an android. So he could do all the fatherly tasks and do the yard work, and I keep him in a secret closet in the basement so my wife doesn't know I'm super lazy.
Yeah.
The android
so Liz doesn't know about him?
Well, once the doppelganger finds you, you're going to be the one tied up in the basement, and then the doppelganger is going to go empty your bank account.
I want nothing to do with my doppelganger.
Well, you're the test subject.
Yeah, we have to use someone, and it can't be me or Rob.
Test subject.
Me and Rob have too much to lose, Danny.
Yeah,
we have to use you.
You're like Hitler scientists trying to coerce me into this. I don't want to be part of this experiment. No,
okay, Danny, this is how the robot thing's going to happen. Liz will be like downstairs in the basement one day in your like work area, and she'll pop open the closet, and there will be the Danny robot, and he'll be like, oh, hello. And she'll be like, robot Danny? And he's like, yes. And she's like, are you the one that's been doing all Danny's chores? And he's like, maybe. And then she's like, have you and Danny been having other? And he's other. And he's like, a robot doesn't kiss and tell.
I love how that actually will have to be something they build into sex robots. So I'm glad that you stated that, because that's going to be a feature. Now,
a robot never kisses and tells.
Unless you want that. You have to program that in. Tyson.
Yeah, that's the
doppelganger Danny, the double Danny. When he comes, will he have the same voice as Danny, or will they have to sort of like have some sort of a
voice
Patton
lessons.
Oswald type of voice changer?
Yeah, they'll have to.
You'll have to fatten up his vocal cords. Yeah. And you do that by eating a large amount of candy in Mountain Dew, because the sugar fat just goes right there.
Yeah, but then you have to work out so that you have to work out the exact amount. Like Danny has gotten it down to a science where he's getting his vocal cords all puffy, but the rest of his body stays lean.
Maybe we'll see if Canadian Danny has been practicing the same habits.
You know who could use twin strangers? Is that TV show we talked about where they grouped all the doppelgangers together?
Oh, yeah, that show.
The dating show. I mean, was this a reaction to that show?
Oh.
Yeah.
They really could use this service.
Is this service
free? If you, like, don't pay that much money, they find somebody who, like, has the same hair color as you. If you want to find the exact match, you have to keep paying more and more and more so that they keep processing.
No. That's how
they get
you,
huh? Like, a 40% match cost this much. Like, anybody could find a 40% match.
Yeah, I could ask a man on the street.
Yeah. It's like, okay, close enough. Yeah, you're 40%. But if you want, like, a 90% match, you have to keep paying. The other danger thing here, Danny, that you have to worry about when you find your doppelganger, if they are a person of some importance, there's a good chance that somebody wants to murder them, and that's the reason why they're trying to track you down. So once they say like, oh, Danny, I'm so glad I found you, my doppelganger, hey, I need you to just like hang around this place, there's a good chance that you are some sort of a decoy, murder decoy that they're just trying to have out there. And then once the people off you, then double Danny gets I'm off the hook now.
You wouldn't want to off me, though. What you want to do is commit a crime, invite me to dinner,
and blame
a crime
you
at the restaurant, never show up, and then now I've been framed.
Tyson, have we found one good reason why you should answer the call or email when your doppelganger finds you?
Yeah.
No.
So you can play pranks on your elementary school teachers.
Who are too old and senile to even remember who you are, Tyson.
Well, I mean, it seems like you'd, as an elementary school student, you'd definitely want a doppelganger to play some pranks.
Right. But if you're a kid, you don't have money to do this. You can't parent trap people as an adult.
That's true. Can you not? You don't think we could reverse parent trap somebody?
Reverse parent trap. So that would be sort of like
our
find
kids.
Your, yeah, trick your kids. I mean, you could, if you have a brother, you could just do that with your kids. It's like, you know, if they, you don't have to look that, you could be a 20% match and trick your kids.
Yeah, that's
nothing
true.
Good will come of this service. And also, where is it getting these pictures? Is it scanning Facebook?
You upload them.
So only people who upload them, those are the only,
only people in
use.
The service. So only so people in the service can even match with each other. So there's eight people there and they're like, well, you look most like, out of the eight, you look most like this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Out so, of the eight, Danny, great. You look most like this gal. So you and her are.
Yeah. According to the frequently asked questions, how long does it take to find my twin stranger? They say using twinstrangers.com is one of the best ways to find your twin stranger. What? As opposed to just like wandering the streets
walking
aimlessly?
Walking the streets and taking pictures. Yeah.
They say every day the number of people signing up grows, so you have a better chance to find him or her here. Even if you don't find anyone at first, who's your exact facial twin, the fact that more and more people keep signing up means that your facial twin might discover you. You don't want that.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You want to be exciting. The finder, not the findee of your twin stranger.
Rob, let me ask you this.
Yes.
And this is purely hypothetical. What if your listeners signed you up for this thing,
okay,
unbeknownst to you? And we're able to find your doppelganger without you ever even knowing.
Okay. Does my doppelganger know where I am?
Yeah, because your listeners put all that info in.
You know, a lot of people could use this service to, like, let's say you want someone wanted to date Rob, but they can't because he's off the market. The next best thing is to date his doppelganger.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I get
like,
it.
I'll never have the real Rob, but I can have generic Rob.
Yes. Yeah, I can have 2.0.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, or 1.5 or 1.0. I'm sure Rob's
1.1.
Yes. All right.
So that's another good service that this could provide.
Okay.
Yeah, that could. Yeah, that's a really good point.
There you go. Huh. All right. Before we get to the next story, I want to take a moment and talk about Simply Safe. When it comes to protecting the ones you love, there's nothing more important than safety. Now, Simply Safe is an alarm system which you can install in your home. And guess what? I have this at my house. I had this before they were a sponsor because my wife does nothing but read blogs about crime in our area. And she said, hey, we need an alarm. I did research and Simply Safe is what I have.
Man,
nice.
I should probably get that because... it's probably just me, but I think that Bergen is so cute that I'm like, somebody's going to want to take her. And so she's in the bedroom just right next door, and we leave our door open so that we can hear anything. Plus, we have a barky dog. So I feel like we're covered in a few areas, but still that extra layer of protection would be nice.
Look, it doesn't hurt that, you know, peace of mind is the most important thing. Each Simply Safe system is a security arsenal expertly engineered to protect each access point of your home. You can set up the system yourself in under an hour and save hundreds on installation fees. Simply Safe is designed so you can easily blanket your home in professional protection. They offer 24/7 monitoring at just $14.99 a month. No hidden fees, no gotchas. That's it. No long-term contracts. Simply Safe will never lock you in because they are earning your business every single day. So to find out why millions of Americans trust Simply Safe, that's S-I-M-P-L-I Safe, to protect their loved ones, go to simplysafe.com/dad. Now, if you order today, you'll get 10% off and a free keychain remote and free shipping. That's at simplysafe.com/dad. Well, let's talk about some of these other stories that we have to get to because the mind is still racing. We're reeling from all
this. All I can think
twin
about.
Twin strangers. God.
And now we're 45 minutes deep and we've only talked about one story.
It was a big one, though. It was a big story. All right. So there is a Papa John's out in Washington State where in addition to getting delicious Papa John's pizza, you were also able to score some blow. Cocaine.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, cocaine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. I mean, that's how Coca-Cola got everybody hooked at first.
Yeah, well, Papa John's is onto something here. All you have to do is when you order a Papa John's pizza, you tell the person taking the order to give it extra olives, and that's code for cocaine.
So this will work at any Papa John's?
Yes. And we talked about back at the Burger King.
Any Papa John's this will work at?
Just for this one where they sell cocaine.
It's worth trying at others. Yeah, we
talked. Yeah, I guess so. That we talked about the Burger King a few months back where that there was the guy working the drive-thru who was selling you weed if you asked for extra crispy fries. Apparently nobody asks for extra olives, Danny. And so
that's insane. I can't imagine that. It seems like extra olives would be pretty common.
Yeah, you would think so. But give it extra olives was code for get some cocaine on there.
Like anchovies, extra anchovies, I think would have been a safer code.
Well, Danny, did you ever watch that movie from the 80s with Patrick Dempsey where he was the pizza delivery man? And then if like women called him up and asked him for extra anchovies, he would have to go over and have sex with them.
Oh, so it's already been used?
Yes.
Seems like in that case, you'd want extra salami.
No, it was extra anchovies, which I don't know exactly. You're more on the nose, but extra anchovies was code in that movie. I think it was called Loverboy.
Okay, so that's been used. Let's say you could do extra pineapple. That sounds disgusting.
No, but people do that. You got to do something that they aren't going to use, so then you know it's definitely code, but not so far from the mark that if
it's like, weird
that the FBI is listening in and it's like, I would like extra nuts and bolts. And they're like, that's not a real topping, I bet.
Right.
Then they swoop in. But if you're like, extra like lettuce.
Mm. Tyson, is olives so unappealing that nobody would order extra olives on a pizza from Papa John's?
No, people would. I think some people would do extra olives.
Yeah.
Right?
So I don't know. It's unclear if you actually got a pizza with extra olives or if they would just bring you cocaine at the point that you ordered the extra olives pizza.
Huh. That's so weird. I don't know. You'd probably want the pizza because I feel like you'd need that for energy after doing all the cocaine.
On your cocaine run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you would go out into the parking lot and wait.
Yeah.
So for the cocaine. So you probably got your pizza, then you'd snack on your pizza while you waited for the cocaine.
Right.
It's a pretty good system.
Right. I think they bring the cocaine out to you in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then once you get the coke, you obviously scarf that down. There's a lot of ways you can do that. You can rub that on your gum, you know, snort it. What other ways, Danny, can you do cocaine?
I think you might be able to use a suppository method.
Okay. Yeah. That gets into the bloodstream so fast.
I think you could also freebase the cocaine.
Okay.
Or put it on your pizza to help hide the taste of the disgusting olives.
Yeah. Or pineapples.
Yeah, or pineapples.
Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle.
So the police had a three-month investigation ongoing to ultimately bust the Papa John's joint selling the cocaine. The police...
3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
Yeah, I feel like if I was there for 1 day, I would be like, okay, so you're saying that this Papa John's, if you say extra olives, they bring you coke? And they're like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go in.
Like, bring you a coke or bring you cocaine?
Cocaine, both.
Yeah, well, they had to sort of like feel it out and sort of like case
the
joint.
Yeah, the first couple times they had just Coca-Cola. They're like, no, this isn't what we're trying to get.
Yeah. We would like it with an extra, yeah. Do you serve any type of coke here? And they'd be like, yes, we do. And then they'd bring them a 2-liter and they're like, no, that didn't work. They had to figure out the code.
They might have had a tip that some topping at this Papa John's gets you cocaine. They probably had to like order every single topping and like different combinations to unlock the code of like, could we get a veggie lover? And then
that's a delicious sting operation.
Yeah.
And man.
And then if you have the same person keep going, they would probably catch on to it also.
Yeah. So they had to have a whole team of guys. And then they would go through and they'd be like, extra this, extra that, crispy thin crust, gluten free. Yeah. Dang it.
Again, after doing this for 3 months, they're going to need the cocaine to lose all that weight.
Yeah. So then they probably figured it out after a month and they were like, let's do the coke for 2 months to get back to fighting weight before we, you know, arrest these guys.
So according to this story from Vice.com, once the detectives raided the Papa John's, they found drugs in the cash register, in the sink, in the soap dispensers. They recovered $28,000 in cash with coke, ecstasy, weed, meth, acid, Oxycontin, according to the sheriff's office. And they arrested five people, which included two Papa John's employees.
Wow, wow. A legit pharmacy going on over there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Huh?
The price of the drugs is greater than the price of the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. So they really figured everything out over at Papa John's. So
finally, they're finally getting their act together. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got a couple of stories here from the world of the insects, starting with a terrifying story about a man who went down to City Hall trying to, I guess, qualify for some welfare benefits. I'm not sure exactly what the benefits he was trying to qualify for. But in Maine, a man who was told he did not qualify for assistance unleashed a cup of 100 bed bugs on the facility, Tyson.
Oh, genius.
Now, did you ever find out if you had bed bugs, Tyson?
I don't think I have bed bugs. I'm pretty certain it's a spider bite.
Spider bite.
Because
did someone unleash a cup of spiders on your face?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see it still?
Not really. It's kind of a little bit. It's kind of dark in there.
Oh, sorry. I just I feel better working in the dark. It smooths out my complexion.
Okay. Is this a biological weapon?
Yeah.
Couldn't you claim that he used a biological weapon?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah. I feel like you would get in trouble for that, but I don't dislike the well, I don't know. Yeah.
You don't dislike the move.
Well, I do dislike the move. I was going to say I don't dislike the move. I mean, in a rage, like unleashing bed bugs upon somebody is pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, is anybody wondering where he got these? Did he just scrape them off the edge of his mattress?
Yeah.
Right.
I bet you could find, I bet on the dark web they have stuff
you
like that.
You could order bed bugs? To a cheap motel.
Yeah, I think the dark web started going out of business due to Papa John's. So then they were like, we got to get in a new market.
Is there a Papa John's you could go to where you order something and they bring you a cup of bed bugs on the side?
That's probably somewhere.
Oh, that would be bad.
I think that's extra. Yeah, that's extra crab. You ask for extra crab meat.
Is that a topping they have at Papa John's?
Okay, well, guys, I think that these did come from his house because what he yelled when he threw them down was, "They're your problem now."
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Maybe it probably didn't have anything to do with the bank. He was just sick and tired of these bed bugs on his bed.
But here's the thing. If he's yelling, "They're your problem now," he's probably riddled with these things. So even just going into the place, he's already done the done it.
By sitting on their soft chairs.
Yeah, exactly. So why does he have to feel like he's got to collect them and take all the effort and energy to get these things? Man.
He didn't. He probably just was like holding a cup, and after he finished it, they just found the bugs found their way from his clothing into the cup.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
that could be
a cup of bed bugs. I mean, you would think that did he threaten them beforehand? Because I feel like that it does not seem like the most effective problem of to rage, empty out this glass of bed bugs. I think.
Well, there you go. I tried to be nice. I tried to let you guys, do the right thing for me, and you didn't.
Oh,
so
guys,
here's
some good backstory. Ooh. So he went to the code enforcement office to complain about bed bugs at his former apartment.
Okay.
Right? So okay. I'm guessing he was frustrated with how slow the process was or all the red tape or whatever it was. And so that's why he returned with a cup of bed bugs.
Ah.
It's kind of like to say, now they're your problem.
Okay. The story I was reading was that he was looking for assistance. I assumed it was financial assistance.
Yeah.
So he was.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, okay. So this man that he's really trying to deal with a problem and the system is shutting him down.
He's trying to get the landlord to take care of the bed bugs and the landlord's taking a long time. So he went to the city for assistance to help enforce. That's what I'm understanding.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense. And actually, in some ways, we can understand, maybe not condone, right, but at least understand what he's done.
I mean,
here,
this man is Danny with the lawn being mowed at 10 o'clock at night. He's at his wit's end.
Did you the courage to do something about it?
I'm just complaining on a podcast. Yes. Bedbug guy has been like ranting about this on his podcast for months, and then finally,
yeah,
he's had
finally
it.
Finally, he did it.
He's had it. So, but Tyson,
I'm proud of this guy.
Do you feel like that the guy could have been just down there, just sort of like dangling the cup of bed bugs for a little bit, and like the person at the counter be like, "Sir, what are you doing?" Like, "I'm not doing anything. I'm just you know, holding this,
pretending to sip from it."
Yeah. You know,
yeah, I don't know what he could have done, because I feel like there is a way that he probably could have done it a little bit better and more effective.
Like,
without,
okay, we get
also
your point,
being,
sir. We get the point. We'll get somebody over, yeah, there right away. Like, oh, I'm not saying anything. Yeah. I'm not doing anything. I'm just holding.
Yeah,
this.
I just have this cup and I'm just picking bed bugs off of my body.
Yeah,
from this place that I'm renting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he could have.
Okay. So we'll see if there's any more updates in this story moving forward. All right, before we get to our next story, I want to take a moment and thank a sponsor for the podcast, and those are friends over at Hulu. Tyson, I know you're a big Hulu guy, right?
Of course, dude. They got great shows.
Right, lots of great shows over on Hulu. Everybody has been talking about The Handmaid's Tale. Of course, that's the new streaming drama from Hulu. Harlots, Casual. They've got Fargo, Blackish, Empire, Fear the Walking Dead, Nashville, which is exclusively on Hulu. But Hulu has got a new look now, because Hulu is adding live TV to transform the way you experience TV, Danny. Are you ready for that?
Man, I better get ready for it.
I'm ready. Yes, I already have it.
You're using Hulu with live, Tyson?
Yeah, they gave me a week free to try it, but I bet you have a better deal.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can go ahead and try Hulu for free with a free trial at Hulu.com. And you can check out Hulu with Live starting at $39.99 a month, which includes the limited commercials Hulu streaming plan, which includes 50-plus live and on-demand channels. You can watch sports, including ESPN, FS1, regional sports, news, and other can't-miss events. And also, you can record live TV with the cloud DVR. You can enjoy all of your TV in one place with this brand-new Hulu experience. Go to Hulu.com now to start your free trial. Another story that is related to this world of insects. Bad news for the man who is behind the scenes at News AF getting these podcasts out. A caterpillar plague is hitting southern Saskatoon. So Scott St. Pierre, oh, be on the lookout. The caterpillar plague is coming.
They're coming, whoa, to get you.
Look at that picture, guys.
I know. Crazy,
that
right?
That is a nightmare. Yes. Right,
no, there. No. Caterpillars are not a nightmare. If that was like locust or scorpions,
no,
or centipedes.
You don't know. Maybe they're itchy. They could be. That could be a nightmare.
No, they're
if they
not.
Were
I mean,
itchy.
We just did a whole story about a cup of bed bugs. This is like a house covered in caterpillars, Tyson.
Yeah, completely covered in caterpillars. A, caterpillars can't fly, so you're okay there. Mm-hmm. And they don't bite. I don't think these kinds don't. I think it's Canada news again. It's like if this were to happen in the U.S., it would be a scorpion centipede hybrid with killer bees, like a 50% killer bee, 50% centipede, and 50% scorpion. But in Canada, it's like fuzzy caterpillars. That's your plague. We gotta
is someone
going to
fill a bucket of these and go down to City Hall and toss them on the mayor?
Your problem now.
And he's like, well, it's actually everybody's problem because have you looked outside? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So over in the province of Saskatchewan, we're hearing reports of the caterpillar plague. They're all over the place.
That's one of our top 10 favorite provinces, too.
Yeah, oh, certainly. What they're saying is that there are hundreds of thousands of caterpillars surrounding one home in particular. And she says, no matter what you do, that they just keep popping back up. It's the worst they've ever seen. It's a boom period for caterpillars.
Wow. So you're saying we should have invested in caterpillars last year?
Yeah.
Can we smush these things up into like a protein bar?
Yes.
Now you've got a money-making opportunity with little to no overhead.
Yeah. Insects are the future of protein.
Caterpillar protein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Although she says they're starting to smell, so there's one bad part.
Wow. Because a lot of them are dying. If there's enough insects. Also. Yeah.
If there's enough insects there that you can smell them in an area so that I can smell them.
Okay, that's... yeah. Tyson, if you don't think that this is a problem, again, according to this article from CBC.ca, that the woman whose house it is, she says that people are able to hear the fecal matter of insects raining down on their homes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Still, though, I mean, caterpillars
lawnmower doesn't sound that bad, Danny, right?
Well, a lawnmower in this situation could do some damage.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, though. Caterpillars eat leaves, so their fecal matter is not like dog poop. It's pretty harmless, I think.
Okay.
It might be a great fertilizer,
until you
actually
hear so much that it sounds like it's raining outside on your house.
Yeah. Insect poop. Couldn't you bring in a bunch of birds?
Yes.
What eats the caterpillar? A bunch of birds?
Yeah, probably birds.
Yeah, but then once those birds,
ants, now that's ants would too. Yeah. Ants would eat caterpillars if you, like, especially the dead ones, they'd probably carry those off.
How soon until they turn into butterflies? I mean, if you had a butterfly infestation, that doesn't sound too
bad,
right?
That'd be gorgeous. Yeah, you'd just have to wait for the cocoon process, the metamorphosis, if you will.
Yeah. Okay. How long does that take?
Yeah. Probably weeks, maybe months. Weeks. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to wait for a long time. And then you got those creepy looking cocoons everywhere.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Just dangling. Those probably smell if there's enough cocoons in the area.
Oh, wait. Is it possible that this house that's infested, this is Canadian Danny's house? That's why he's trying to find Danny to switch.
He wants out
of this caterpillar hell that he's being forced to live in.
Yeah,
Danny's going to end up there covered in caterpillars constantly. And then he'll be wrapped up in a cocoon, regular Danny.
Then here's what's going to happen.
Swapping caterpillars for lawnmowers at night.
Yeah, then Canadian Danny is going to murder the lawnmower and then switch Danny back again. And he'll be like, oh, thank goodness I'm back with my family. I missed you guys so much. Only to be arrested for the murder of the independent person next door.
Is this Danny? Is this the home of Danny Bryson? Yes. You're under arrest for the murder of a noisy lawnmower person?
Only if Tammy Hanowski is my doppelganger, because I think that's whose house this is.
Yeah.
Sounds
well, you
about
don't know
right.
who she's dating.
That's true. She could, or be married to. Or maybe she has the soft feet, classical beautiful features that I do.
Why does Canadian Danny need to be a man?
That's true.
That's true. Okay. All right. We got another story here, and this one is even trickier than the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to see how you approach this.
According to multiple reports, there is a new medical procedure that a number of women have begun undergoing where in an attempt to rejuvenate their lady parts, women are using ground up wasp nests. Now, Tyson, okay, be on the lookout in case this is ends up coming to goop. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and what do they
sure.
do? Okay. So, what do they do? They take the wasp nest, grind it up. Do they put it in a pill or it's just powder?
So they are taking the nests of wasp, which are ground up, and advertising them as a natural cleaning product for lady parts. It can be as a paste or applied topically, according to one seller on Etsy. And they're saying that it will also help improve a woman's sex life.
Well, if that's the case, then I just threw away a bucket of gold because I knocked off a couple of wasp nests off my house.
Yeah, that's bad. That's to throw them away?
I mean, if they're able to turn a profit on them, yeah.
If only caterpillars could potentially be proven to have these medicinal benefits, Danny.
Oh, wow. So the wasp nest is not proven. It's
Okay. Yeah.
I wonder if these would work in other areas of your body.
Like your butt?
You know, is it just going to help, lady parts? If there's other parts you could
repair. Man parts, yeah. Because you have done a lot of damage to your man parts over the years, Danny.
Yeah.
Well, I have a friend.
Yeah. Listen, I have a friend who's
an exact double. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in this article from the New York Post, they contacted gynecologist Jen Gunter, and she is warning women that these products contain dangerous drying agents and could do a lot of damage to protective agents in those parts of the body.
Yeah, Dr. Gunter would know.
Yes.
Here's the quote of the day. Here's a pro tip. If something burns when you apply it to the vagina, it is generally bad for the vagina.
Mm.
That is a pro tip.
Pro tip.
I feel like in that could even be used to a broader spectrum. Just a like tip. Not even just to lady parts or vaginas.
What about Tiger Bomb?
I thought that
bomb?
Too, Tyson. But
what about Tiger Bomb?
Yeah.
Does that burn when you apply it? Where are you applying it?
I think it does it burn? Am I thinking
I don't know.
Ben Gay?
Well, no, it warms. It heats. It feels good.
There are situations where the burning is necessary. For example, okay. I had a bunch of cuts. I had to put rubbing alcohol on
them. For a
them,
split second,
To clean them out. So in that case, the burning is part of the process. But I would guess that in most cases, yeah, burning
are you a cutter?
And redness is a bad sign. But, you know, there are other things that I guess this is pretty common for women to have these health trends where they promote putting things in there. Because it talks about there used to be bags of perfumed herbs known as herbal womb detox pearls. And they are promoted as you'd put them up into the vulva area and keep them there for 72 hours. And that was also a lot of people came out and said that was a bad idea.
Bad idea.
Just because it fits doesn't mean you should put it up there.
Yes, I believe the ever wise Jeff Probst once said,
if you try to force it and it doesn't fit, probably doesn't belong there.
And I think that those are always sage words to live by.
And also, if it does fit, doesn't mean it should.
That doesn't mean it belongs there either.
Yeah.
If it does fit but burns, probably don't do it.
Also
that's a
negative.
Pro tip. That's a pro tip that you would need to know.
Yeah. From tip. From Danny Bryson.
No, no, that was a pro tip of the doctor in the article.
Dr. Gunter,
Dr. Gunter, yeah.
Yeah, he was giving you just a tip.
Yes, okay. All right, and then Danny dodged a bullet this week because there were reports that Danny's favorite beverage, Mountain Dew, which only burns in the good ways.
Going in and coming out.
Yeah, there were some reports that it was going to be canceled, that it was going on hiatus, much like Big Brother Canada, that they were discontinuing it. And that has been disproven. Again, we are able to shoot that down as actual craptual.
Do you think this was a story promoted by the Big Soda to get people like Danny to invest Final Mountain Dews of their days or so they thought?
Yeah, buy them up.
Yeah.
Guys, let me tell you, I wouldn't even be fooled by that story because Mountain Dew is its influence is spreading. If you go to a soda dispenser in a lot of these gas stations, you'll notice that Mountain Dew has increased the amount of real estate it owns on the dispenser.
Oh, interesting.
It's not going away anytime soon.
Okay. So you're confident that people should be investing in Mountain Dew knowing that it's not going anywhere.
Dude, now is a great time to get in on Mountain Dew.
Got to get in on the ground floor?
Yeah, got to get in on the Dew.
Yeah, got to get in on the Dew.
Because I feel like that Mountain Dew, I feel like, is probably trending the wrong way, Tyson. I mean, as an outsider, do you feel that way?
I mean, I'm also an outsider, but I don't follow it enough to know. That's where Danny is. He's definitely our link to the Dew.
Yeah, Danny, what's going on in the Mountain Dew community?
So they're just increasing the number of drinks. Like you have Code Red, you have something called Solar Flare, you have just more and more Mountain Dew products that are coming out. Like Warren Buffett, he was a big Coke guy. That's old school.
No, that was Papa John, Danny.
Well, no, but he loves Coke, and I'm saying that's for old timers. I think the millennials are going to really, if they do latch on to a soda, it's going to be Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew is the drink of the millennial soda
the
drinker?
The drink of the future, yeah. We will be taking Mountain Dew with us to the colonies on Mars.
Okay, it's the new Tang.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's going to be there in the future. When we're on Mars and you're using up your Earth credits at those vending machines, you're going to be buying Mountain Dew.
Okay.
You might be even taking to Mars on Mountain Dew rockets.
Yeah.
It's too early to tell, but that could this, be possible.
I mean, it's interesting to me because I feel like that soda as a general idea is down. I feel like people are probably trending more towards, healthier beverages. But I feel like if you're going to drink soda, why not go all the way and drink Mountain
Straight
Dew?
Straight to the hard stuff.
Go to the hard stuff. Yeah. I mean, I kind of makes sense. I kind of get it.
Only the strong will survive in the world of soda. All those weaker brands that don't have enough caffeine or carpet cleaning chemicals,
right.
Those are going to fade because people are just going to be like, it's either all or nothing.
Right. Like diet soda, eventually people are just going to say, I'll just have a water. That's fine. That's fine.
You really think that? What, you really think that's going to happen?
Eventually, no?
No. Diet soda is the most popular soda.
It's going to keep getting more popular.
Yeah, because it still has caffeine.
Yeah, because they'll figure out ways to, like, eventually it'll be the same as water, but it'll just taste like regular Coke.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is it's like, I mean, one way you can tell is because they're like, okay, the sweeteners in diet colas are proven carcinogens, mm-hmm. but does that hinder anyone? No.
Right. And again, that... The sample is like, I don't know if that's like actual, if there's a link, like there's like, I'm not a scientist is what I'm saying.
If there's a link to what?
I mean, I don't want to go too far down this
carcinogen
rabbit hole.
Road.
Yeah.
Look, well, that's look, the thing. Rob, I'll save you the trouble. Diet soda, regular soda, neither are good for you. The only thing you should be drinking as a human is probably water. So there are no health benefits to either. People drink them slowly because they like the caffeine and they like the taste. But if you're looking for one to drink for health reasons, you can't win.
Yeah.
So
I think there was a study.
Pick your poison and move on.
I think there was a study where a mouse's intestines were opened in gallons of diet soda, and that mouse got sick.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Moderation.
Yeah. Everything.
But look,
in moderation.
They're not stopping Mountain Dew because probably just like smoking, how it's moved away from the U.S. and kind of spread out in the world. Once the U.S. catches on to the health problems with soda, they'll just spread it. And they already have, obviously, globally and keep it out there, in the third world. And that's how they'll keep making money.
Okay.
Oh, all so right. You think that. And that's also how the first world countries are going to keep third world countries down.
Well, they just get all of our hand-me-downs from our T-shirts to our sodas and cigarettes.
Yeah. They get the old soda.
So yeah. Right now they're wearing the congratulations, Hillary, on becoming president shirts.
I mean, that was a very clunky shirt to begin with. So.
They're also wearing the Golden State Warrior 2016 shirts.
Yeah. But they could just cross out the 6 on that probably and be fine.
Yeah. No.
Okay. To a 7.
Danny, you want to do the bolt hole?
Yeah. Okay, guys. I'm going to give you options. Cause I like giving you guys options.
Yeah,
you know,
you do.
It makes you. It gives the illusion of control to you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Classic Survivor concert. Player move.
Uh-huh. So chat up lines or Walmart self-surgery. I don't know how to describe it.
Chat up lines.
Phones, yeah. Like making a phone call.
Okay.
Right?
No, like hitting up a woman. Like
whoa,
at a bar.
Whoa.
Using chat
up pickup lines.
Pickup lines.
Chat up lines.
Yeah, chat up lines sounded like live links, like you're calling live links.
No, that's what they use in the headline of the article.
So it's a from the Commonwealth somewhere.
We could talk about, I'm just going to title this one Walmart.
Walmart.
But you said Walmart self-surgery, and that definitely piques my interest.
That piques your interest. It's a very strange article. And Tyson, it happened here.
In Utah?
State. Yes.
Well, we got to hear this local news.
So, all right, let's hear this. And actually, a listener sent in another great local news story. I wish I could remember what it is, but I'm just going to.
And hey, we're thinking of doing some podcasting in Utah later this summer. So this could be sort of like one-stop shopping for everything.
Yeah, help you know what you're getting into out here in Utah.
Yeah, you'll understand the culture with this mm-hmm. story, I bet.
So Tyson, in Salt Lake, mm-hmm. a woman walked into
West Valley?
It just says Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I'll guess what part of Salt Lake City after you tell me the story.
Oh, Tyson, you won't. I'm telling you right now, but I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
Okay. Janine Dagston walked in. She bought some hand sanitizer and needle nose pliers from the store. So she did pay for them.
Okay.
Then she went into the restroom and pulled out two of her 7-year-old son's teeth.
Mm.
Now, being 7 years old, it doesn't say in the article, but I'm sure, yeah, the one of the teeth was loose, but the other one was only slightly loose, is what the older brother told the police. Because the brother ran out of the store, and the older brother with him, and she's been arrested and charged with felony child abuse.
Hmm.
Wow.
So,
did you say the pliers were stolen or not?
No.
No, she paid for them. So she bought the hand sanitizer. Good for her. Mm-hmm. She recognized the need to be sanitary when performing this.
She's seen doctors perform on sitcoms before.
Yeah, exactly. So she knew. And then she bought needle nose pliers. Surprised, you know, there's lots of way to pull teeth. Needle nose is old school.
Mm-hmm.
And then she performed tooth removal in the bathroom.
I mean,
it's just his teeth were loose. I don't understand. Isn't this what parents do?
She didn't buy any Novocaine or anything?
No.
No, here's what parents do. You tie some dental floss around the tooth, and then you tie the other one around a doorknob, and then you slam the door, and the tooth pops out. That's the classic way.
Yeah, this story is just bizarre on so many levels. Mm-hmm. First of all, is it a crime to remove your child's loose teeth? You know, I don't understand. People do it all the time on YouTube. There's a million videos of parents yanking out teeth.
And why are they yanking them out? Why don't they just let them fall out naturally?
Yeah, that's what we did. Our oldest just lost his two front teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not. First of all, it's disgusting, by the way, to look at those teeth. It's like he has leprosy or something. They're dangling out. There's like little things.
It was gross to look at. Maybe she's like, I can't look at this loose tooth for another second. Okay. We're going to Walmart. I can't even with you.
I get that, right? It is disgusting to look at. They dangle with tiny pieces of flesh attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a horrible sight. So if that's what it was, plus she could have tied a string to his teeth and gotten in her car and driven away and pulled them out, mm-hmm. and then gone to Walmart, gotten some Motrin for him and come back.
Get some dried up wasp nest on that too.
and until it burns.
You don't want there to be an open sore.
Yeah.
No, but that wasp nest, that's the greatest medicine of all. It solves all sorts of hole problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this is what you're going to encounter. These are the people you're going to be mingling with, Rob, if you come up here.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Certainly not the worst department store, bathroom story we've ever talked about on this show. Yeah. So I think that that's fine. I think that this is – I think it sounds like really the problem is this other kid that's a snitch.
The snitch.
Yeah.
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 This is what should have happened. He runs out, tells the police that his mom's pulling teeth, and then the police arrest him for tattletelling. And then he learns his lesson not to tattletale anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree with that. But you're right. Lots of the bathrooms of like Target, Starbucks, Walmart, they're being used for all the wrong reasons. People really need to understand that bathrooms are just for defecating, urinating, mm-hmm. and that's really.
But
it.
Really,
now, guys,
I want to make my stance clear. I made a joke about the kid being a tattletale, but in all honesty, if the kid's teeth were hurting, the woman should not have pulled her child's teeth. Like, if it's going to inflict pain upon that child, why would you do that?
Were the teeth hurting, and did he want her to take the teeth out?
I don't know. That's what we don't know.
My kid, when his teeth were loose, wanted me to rip them out.
Oh, he did?
But I couldn't even look him in the eyes because of how repulsive it was. So I'm like, dude, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. Just wiggle them yourself until they
come out. Tell you what this all stems from is sort of the tooth fairy, where it's like, hey, I'll get something if I get this tooth out. Can you take it out now? So they want to sort of like accelerate that process.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, would this have been a crime if she did it in the car? Like, was the problem that she went into the Walmart bathroom?
That was part of the problem, to do it in public, probably. But, you've got me questioning, because if the child was begging to have the teeth pulled and she was like, okay, I can do that.
It might have just been a greedy kid, though. The kid might have just wanted the dollar.
Yeah, getting all the teeth out. Why can't we just include... why can't we just morph the tooth fairy also into Santa Claus and be like, you get one extra present for every tooth you provide?
Well, I mean, you could have a like a banner year and lose 10 teeth in a year.
Yeah, there you go.
Guys, as some a bolt hole bonus.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm going to give you guys a bolt hole bonus round.
Does the bolt hole have wasp nest goo smothered in it this week?
Yeah, to kind of help me heal from the rage of listening to the lawnmower at 10:30 at night. Yes,
okay.
I use the wasp nest. But guys, I know that none of us are out there dating, not that I know of. Mm-hmm. And why would you want that aggravation? But if you find yourself in China and you want to know a good pickup line, I'm just going to give you guys the best
one. A chat-up line.
Okay.
Yeah, chat-up lines. That's what they're calling them, chat-up lines.
Interesting.
Here they are. This is research. So this is scientifically proven to be the best. Are you ready? In China. So understand that. Your eyes are like morning dew. That one sounds...
Danny, that would work on you, no problem.
Yeah. I'm like, did you say Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew. I heard Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Your eyes are like Mountain Dew would make me think that maybe I have a blood disease.
Wait.
Okay, next.
Also, though,
your garden,
would you...
Your garden is a sea of flowers.
Oh.
Garden is a sea of flowers. Wait, depends is that on a sexual thing?
Right?
I don't get any of that.
Yeah, I don't get that. Well, this is China, Tyson. You're not supposed to.
Okay. What a backwards culture.
Here's my favorite one. Your smile is a naughty goblin.
Smile is a naughty goblin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what. That's a proven, effective
chat up. I feel like calling other parts a naughty goblin would be better. Like,
right. Danny, were these come up with by like artificial intelligence, or this is actually what's working in China?
Scientists from the University of Electronic Science and Technology of China have published a new, this is their study that they have published. So your smile is a naughty goblin. Might sound weird to you, Rob. That's probably why you weren't getting a lot
you know
of
what?
Chinese
I don't think any of these scientists know a thing about picking up women.
Well, maybe they came up with some type of algorithm that triggers the like the response system in the brain to peak. So maybe just a combination of words that doesn't even make sense is actually the sexiest thing you can say to someone.
Right. I need to see these guys in action before I'm buying, you know,
okay,
what
here
their
we go.
Study says.
Rob, your smile is like a naughty goblin.
I mean, really?
I think Tyson's onto something. People, if you read Instagram, people are all about these kind of like deep, but not really deep thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so if you throw these out there, you sound like the person's not going to say, what are you talking about? They don't want to pretend like they don't
understand.
They're
going to say what an intellectual. Like,
oh my gosh, you are so deep and dark and mysterious.
Right. The icebreaker.
I'm not going to question it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, whereas if you say like, hey, did you fall out of from heaven? Because like, get out of here, you creep. But like, we break out the, your eyes are like morning dew. Like, oh.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, yes. Or your garden is a sea of flowers. Who knows what's the garden? What are the flowers?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to ask because you don't want to seem like you're not in the know.
Yeah. Don't say your garden is like a sea of caterpillars, though. That's disgusting.
No. No, and chat lines like follow me back to my car don't work anymore.
Right.
You have to use stuff like this.
You look exactly like me. Nobody wants to hear that. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Tyson, I know every week you bring us reviews from iTunes, but I think we have a new segment that I want to break out today.
Okay.
Listener dreams.
I love it.
So we have a listener. His name is Brent, and does he want his last name? I mean, he posted it in the Facebook group.
Yeah, he wants his last name.
Okay. Brent Wells sent us his dream that was about us. So don't send us dreams that are irrelevant to the show, but they need to be dreams that involve at least one of the News AF 3.
Okay.
Got it.
Brent says, I just woke up and I'm writing this down before I forget. Again, some people use the group AF group as a dream journal so they don't forget their dreams. They just wake up and they type it. So according to Brent, Rob, Tyson, and Danny were visiting my hometown in Canada for some reason. Maybe they were on the guy's road trip. Anyway, Rob must have been busy for the day because he left to go somewhere, leaving Danny and Tyson stranded in town. That's where I ran into them, sitting on a park bench. Again, it wasn't some sort of outdoor sex furniture, just a park bench.
Just a park bench, not a sex couch.
And that Brent went up and introduced himself as a listener. Then, for some unknown reason, I started insisting that we all get haircuts. Again, this is Brent, not me in the story.
That makes sense, by the way, because my hair is unruly. Go ahead.
So I kept telling Tyson it was a buy one, get one free haircut at a nearby salon, and I was trying to drag him there, even though he didn't want to go.
Sounds like me.
Too good for buy one, get one haircut, Tyson?
No, but haircuts in general, I mean, it's like going to the dentist, kind of, right?
Yeah, a little bit. But again, if the mom cuts the kid's hair in the Walmart, is that a crime? If she buys scissors and cuts the kid's hair in the Walmart bathroom?
If he screams and bleeds, probably.
Okay. All right, so in the dream then, Brent is going to be giving Tyson and Danny a tour of the plaza, and he asked them if they wanted to go to the dollar store, but Danny shut down that idea.
That look, he doesn't know me that well. He knows me as well as AF can let him know about me, but that is so true.
Yeah.
He's been given an insight through a dream that I will never go to a dollar store.
I think you would, but I think it would take a lot to get you there.
So
my doppelganger would.
Your doppelganger would. That's
you
how
wouldn't.
We'll know if you're the real Danny or not.
So it became clear that you guys both thought that Brent was getting a little overexcited and was weird. He can't explain his behavior in this instance except to chalk it up to that he was nervous getting to meet you guys. Anyway, it seemed like that he was giving off a stalkerish vibe and you guys were getting nervous. So finally, Tyson asked him if he has ever been in a car accident, to which he said no. And he said, okay, then you can drive us to our hotel.
Way to vet him, Tyson.
So you ask him first. You don't tell him why you're asking him. He knew that in the dream. So subconsciously, I knew how smart I was.
And so then you told him, take the scenic route because I'm all about that drive. So, Tyson, this is like you're almost like Yoda in this dream.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah. Take the scenic route because I'm all about that drive. Yeah, that sounds like me again.
Okay. So the three of you, they got in his car after a lot of searching because he forgot where he parked. Again, this guy's really blowing it in this one opportunity.
He's so nervous.
You guys. He's so
even
nervous.
In the dream, he's blowing it.
And just as you were about to drive away, a bunch of people started running over and a big crowd ended up forming in front of the car. I guess this is like paparazzi.
Day in the life.
But then some of the people in the paparazzi crowd ended up taking out guns and shooting each other.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, that's fine as long as we're not shooting.
Yeah,
out.
Wait,
this is like, are you guys like Biggie and Tupac?
Yeah, this is turf wars.
Yeah, and again, this is in Canada. This dream,
the West Coast versus East Coast rivalry is still going strong in Canada. Maybe.
So Brent says that in reality, he lives in a very safe town, but in the dream, there was some kind of gang turf war happening. Tyson was like, damn, we're caught in the middle of this crap. And Brent eventually drove the F out of there, and then he woke up.
Okay, thanks for saving our life, Brent.
Yeah, seriously, you're the hero.
Yeah, you are the hero.
Never been in a car accident. Driving Danny and Tyson. Now, where was I? Where was I? You just left me.
You ditched us.
No, you were going. You were out looking for your Canadian doppelganger, and you guys were going to meet somewhere secluded.
Yeah, you ditched us big time.
See where things went
meet
from
up.
There.
Thank God we had Brent with us.
Yeah. Also, at Fat Tyson Apostle has identified Danny's stranger twin, his doppelganger.
No.
Fat Tyson Apostle says that Danny's doppelganger is a German male model named Simon Paul Wagner.
Simon Paul Wagner? Let's find it. Mm-hmm. Let's Google that.
I don't really
a
know.
Model can't be that bad.
I think this is actual craptual. On Simon Paul Wagner.
Paul.
Oh, I don't. I'll take that. He looks pretty handsome.
Wagner.
Yeah,
especially with this. I'm looking at the shirt off picture. That's pretty accurate. I think.
Right. I think that according to the Getty Images photo of Danny, I think that they probably brought this into some sort of like image search, and that's what it came up with. So again, but this is like the cheap version of one photo of Danny matches up with one photo of this guy.
Yes. No.
It's probably pretty accurate. Good job. Fat
this doesn't.
Fossil.
This looks. Yeah, fairly accurate. It's like. Look, yeah, I think it's especially like when you'd probably pay this lookalike site like $80 a day for 6 months before they came up with this, and Fat Tyson Apostle came up with it in like how no who knows how many minutes for
so
free.
So how much do I have to pay Fat Tyson Apostle?
Well, you got like $700,000 worth of this website in like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Tyson, do you have any reviews from the listeners?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What does Fat Tyson Apostle sound like, do you think?
Danny, talk for a second.
He sounds like this?
Yeah.
Is he my voice doppelganger?
He's your voice doppelganger. Okay, here we go. We got two new ones, it looks like, so I can read both of them real quick. Grade A podcast quality, 5 stars by Kate Lancaster. I can't say enough good things about News AF. I recommend this podcast to everyone. Rob, Tyson, and Danny bring hilarious pleasure and consistent entertainment to my day whenever I decide I'd rather put in my headphones and listen to these three guys than to the people around me.
Okay.
That's good. Use it as escapism if that's what you need.
Whatever
We're here
need.
For you. We're
Whatever
here for you.
Need.
Okay, here's another one. The GOAT. I'm assuming greatest of all time podcast. The greatest of all time podcast, 5 stars by Matt Musia. Matt Musa?
Yes.
Matt Mook. I pronounced it right one time and now it's in my head. And he goes, AKA Moose. So I'm assuming Musa or Musia. This podcast is a real knee slapper, dude. Tyson, Rob, and Danny are all equal parts GOAT. Greatest of all time. Thanks, guys, for doing the real investigative journalism. 5 stars, bruh. Also, Tyson, there's no way you're 38, bro. You sound like a young millennial.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
That's good.
Got it. Tyson has a young voice.
Yeah, but am I getting to the age where now when I go out and people are like, he looks so old and he tries to talk so young that he's a real asshole?
Right.
like when I was like a teenager and I saw pictures of Good Charlotte like walking around with their kids and I was like, why do they try so hard to be cool dads when the cooler dad submits to being a dad and doesn't try at all?
Wow.
Is that deep?
That is pretty
Tyson,
deep.
Tyson, this isn't you. Tyson just does Tyson.
Yeah.
He doesn't worry about whether or not people perceive him as being a guy who dresses too young or has too young of a voice. So don't stress
it. Well,
I
just blew it by stressing.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You need to
was so un-Tyson of me. That was so un-Tyson of me.
You got off brand for a second.
I got off brand.
Bring it back.
It's hard. It's hard to focus on my brand all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Because the people you think the Tyson you see before you is not the Tyson that I truly am. I'm trying very hard to be this Tyson. Okay.
What's the hashtag?
Oh, we hit upon it.
I've got chat up lines. I've got the Canadian Danny.
Danny, I feel like you had one on the tip of your tongue.
Double. It was double something.
Double mint.
Double Danny.
The double Danny.
Double Danny do. Double do. we got a bunch of them. Danny, you say one while I go pee.
Well,
I like the one. Rob, let's just go with the one Rob suggested. Is that in your notes?
Which one? Double Danny, chat up
the
lines.
The Canadian Danny.
Yeah.
Although Canadian Danny might be used.
Yeah.
That sounds like,
what was the thing about the goblin, Danny? What was the pickup line about
the goblin? Let's use that. Naughty goblin.
Naughty goblin. I think that's...
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Naughty goblin.
Yes. Feel free to leave that in an iTunes review as well. Naughty goblin. Any naughty goblin entries will be read on next week's show.
That's the highest compliment that you can give someone. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we're playing around with the way we stream this show for you guys. We're going to be giving it a shot on another platform next week. So if you are in the group, AF group, be sure to join us next week. You'll see a Facebook Live pop up for that. So excited for that. Of course, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for the edit of the show every week. And I hope that he's going to be okay in this caterpillar plague.
Yeah.
In his hometown.
Yeah. I mean, what if he ends up mating with a caterpillar on accident?
Wow. That's such a bad accident.
Did you ever think of that?
No. Okay.
There's so many caterpillars there. It's like, how could you not? Almost.
I guess not.
They could steal your seed in the night.
Yeah, you're just like, whoa, half caterpillar, half Danny, half Canadian Danny. How did it get here?
Right. It would be a 50% match of half human, half caterpillar.
Yep.
Right.
Finally.
Okay. All right. That'd be crazy. All right. Great show, guys. We'll be back next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.